pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As school is just begun, I'm sharing this for the children and the youth, teachers, administration, parents, anybody that's in a mode of learning. O thou pure God, let these saplings, which have sprouted by the stream of thy guidance, become fresh and verdant through the outpourings of the clouds of thy tender mercy. Cause them to be stirred by the gentle winds wafting from the meads of thy oneness, and suffer them to be revived through the rays of the sun of reality, that they may continually grow and flourish and burst into blossoms and fruit. O Lord God, bestow upon each one understanding. Give them power and strength, and cause them to mirror forth thy divine aid and confirmation, so that they may become highly distinguished among the people. Thou art the mighty and the powerful.
Thank you. We have a certificate of service for Holly Hammer. The city and borough of Roanoke, Alaska, present this certificate of service to Holly Hammer for her service and dedication on the Parks and Recreation Board from October 2006 to September 2013. And we certainly appreciate Holly's service. And she's not present, so this will be mailed to her. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes.
Present.
Christian.
Present.
McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Wiederspoon.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. And item 4, conflict of interest.
Well, Your Honor, last time, I guess it was perceived I had a conflict of interest, and it's underneath unfinished business, but I believe it's underneath still a new business. 13. Then underneath. Oh, it says approval of letter. Yeah, 13B, I guess.
Well,
but this is just a letter requesting.
It's just a letter, so. And it's to see if it has. During the discussion, if we get to that point, then. Where it comes in, you can do for clear conflict.
Sounds fine.
I don't see one at this time.
Okay.
Consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed underneath the consent agenda. Those items marked with an asterisk, 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough manager, your report.
In the written report, there is one item that certainly is a concern of Wrangell and other southeast communities, and that's the Secure Rural Schools monies. Our payment last January was the last of the current legislation, and without the renewal of that $1.3 million that we have been receiving would go away. And right now our lobbyists give us an update, and there is some movement on that. But at this point, it looks like maybe it's a one-year extension at right now, but that's not even a sure thing. And of course, with all this going on in Washington, everybody is looking at places to grab money and cut places. And so, anyway, that is a big concern. But we'll keep you posted on what happens there. Also, I will be gone from October 4th, which is a Friday, to October 8th, and I will get back on the afternoon plane and should be here for the meeting at the plane lounge, so. Anyway, that's all I have.
Thank you. Borough Clerk's gone.
I have nothing to add except for what's in my report. Just to remind folks that Monday, September 30th, is the last day to absentee vote if you're not going to be here on Tuesday, the 1st, for the regular election. And the regular election will be on October 1st at the Nolan Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So that's all I have.
Okay. Any question for the clerk? Thank you. Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Any of the Assembly have anything to report?
Your Honor, just I actually passed out this KPU memorandum, and it's a report from their voting members to their mayor. And basically, the first page, I would think that the Assembly should read over this, because, of course, we've seen the proposed resolution by the Petersburg Assembly, but obviously reading this, the KPU members on SEPA do not support the buyout, I guess you could say, of the proposed buyout by the CEO of SEPA, Trey, because they believe it should be underneath O&M costs, and they support, of course, Thomas Bay continuing as an O&M. And if this goes forward, that the northern communities, Wrangell and Petersburg, would have to pay for this liability. So if that's Ketchikan's position, I don't see, even though Petersburg is headed the other direction, doesn't sound like they'll have the votes to do that.
Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
Well, I do have. Oh, do you have something?
Well, I was just going to mention the Southeast Conference, but you can go. Please, go ahead.
Okay. That's what I was going to mention, too. We did, three of us attended Southeast Conference, Julie Decker, Carol Rushmore, and they did put out some very interesting information there. One of them, this brochure here, I believe this is on the city website also. You can find this. It has some very good information concerning the growth of Southeast Alaska. Believe it or not, Southeast Alaska is growing. The regional population increased by 2,800 people. It's up to 74,423, which is a new record high for Southeast Alaska. And the labor force increased by 1,800 jobs.
So, big 2,800.
And there is a lot of other good information in that. I encourage you all to look at that. Also, another brochure that the Southeast Conference put out was this the Maritime Economy. And it has a lot of information about how much the maritime industry, fishing, tugboats, the whole maritime industry, how much it contributes to the economy in Southeast. And it also, inside, it has a community profile of Wrangell. And our Marine Service Center. And during Southeast Conference, Carol Rushmore gave a good overview of what happened, what took place there, the history of our Marine Service Center, and how it has been a boost to the economy of Wrangell. And that's a no small part to the ports and harbors and the Port Commission, and want to give them a little thank you for that. They had a lot to do with that. And I believe Ms. Decker had information she wanted to share with that also?
I think you hit the highlights. It was a good conference, and it was nice to see the first day, pretty much the whole day, was focused on what they're calling the blue economy, or the, you know, the maritime industry, including shipping and ferries and fishing and seafood and boat repair and, you know, everything related to that. So it was nice to see that kind of an emphasis. Really nice document, and, you know, quite frankly, a little advertising for Wrangell. So it was really a nice change also to see the economic numbers for the whole region on a whole basically going the other direction. And I think Wrangell's experiencing that as well. You know, we've kind of bottomed out, we're starting to go the other direction, at least in a small way.